Blog Talk Radio.
From the far reaches of the known universe, we are proud to present Brother Harold Muhammad, soldier, scientist, scholar. Blog Talk Radio's finest, not so mad science, on Black Hole Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to tonight's edition of Not So Mad Science here on the Black Hole Radio Network with your host, Brother Harold Muhammad, once again and as always, coming to you live from the city of Detroit. Just because Berry Gordy took Motown to L.A. does not mean Detroit has lost its soul. Initially, dear friends, brothers, sisters, supporters, naysayers, even enemies at times, what should have been a traditional science discussion, we will be delving into the world of loss. The loss of a loved one, the loss of life. And I need you to pay close attention that I'm not going to say the death of a loved one. It is simply a loss, a transition, a reissuance of a thought process and a mind and a life force from one state of reality to another. My friend, my beloved friend, lost the more significant portion of her history today. Many would say that the loss of a loved one, and I experienced that this past month, should be an exceedingly sad time. So I thought it prudent that tonight we investigate, we take a look at, and we examine loss, mourning, bereavement, pain and suffering, grief. We need to take a look at that to gain a more heightened understanding. By definition, mourning means the expression of deep sorrow for someone who has died. Typically, it involves following certain conventions or rituals, like wearing black clothes all the time. Mourning, for some, is thought to be the simplest sense of grief over someone's death. The word is also used to describe, by definition, a cultural complex of behaviors in which the bereaved participate or are expected to participate in. I say that is not necessarily so. Bereavement is thought to be the period after the loss during which grief is experienced and mourning occurs. The time spent in a period of bereavement depends on how attached to the person you were who has died, how much time was spent anticipating that loss, which would mean mourning is the process by which people adapt to the loss. Again, I disagree. And let me try to share why. To be born into this world, to quote the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, is to expect and to know that at some point, either in the far future, the near future, or the present, you will, or that person is going to die. But death does not necessarily mean a cessation of life. When in truly truth, loved ones come together, that love is not limited by what you see. What we see is the shell, but what we love is the character and the content of the heart that uses that shell to show life. In speaking with another friend in weeks past, when I experienced the loss of a 50-plus year friendship and brotherhood with someone, I reminded him of the man the world calls Jesus. And I asked him, good brother, is Jesus dead or alive? He asked me, which Jesus? The modern, present-day Jesus, or the Jesus of the past? I said, both. I said, if you examine the Jesus of the past, that man is as much alive today as he was over 2,000 years ago. How could this be? I said, well, in what house of worship can you go to where there are millions upon billions of people who honor and revere his name, who honor and cater to his way of life, who love the distinction of his mind, that they accept his system of belief? Can such a man die? My friend looked at me dumbfounded. And I said, no such person like that can die in our lifetime. Such a person lives forever. For the person is not the flesh. We do not worship the flesh. We see it. We even touch it. But the person is the heart, not the one that pumps blood, but the heart of the essence of who that person is. So to my loved friend who has recently experienced a loss, the loss of the flesh is but one stage in our existence. It is not the sum total of who we are. We look at family and we see them in a stage of pain, and we say, that is not the person that I know. And you're right. For the person that you know lives inside of you. That in the close of night, when you close your eyes, that person is there. They're always there. They never leave. We can know a friend and never see that person for 25, 30 years and have not seen him in that length of time. And we get a phone call. So-and-so has passed away. And our hearts drop. And we feel that void come up in us of emptiness. Well, I had not seen this person in 30 years. Did I feel emptiness before? No, we did not. Because that person is still in the same place they had been before you knew of the loss. They have always lived and will continue to live in your heart. So today, I want to make a special, and I don't want to say shout out. I want to give a special honoring to the sister of my friend. So, tonight, our sister, our friend, our loved one, who has transitioned to that special place to the right hand of God, Jean Lorraine Thorne, Sally. In the words of my friend, she was a special light in this world. She was wise, strong, loving, and kind. The best sister God could have given her. And she was and is, because she was given to you. Quite often we say, well, I don't know this person. I don't know that person. I didn't get the chance to have a relationship with my parents that I wanted because I came so long later in their life. So younger siblings look at their older siblings to see the people that they did not get a chance to experience, to know the love that they may have missed out on because they gave that love to the one who came first. They are the example, and a wonderful example. Our sister, Jean Lorraine Thomas, Jean Lorraine Thorne, Sally, must have been. Because when I look upon the grace of my friend and the tenderness of her heart, I can only wonder who taught it to her. It must have come from that special light in this world called her sister. Did you know, dear friends and family, that at any given day and time in your life, we are angels and the giver of light and life to another person? How could this be? Only special people are angels that are born into the world for God to use. Yes. This is so. And to each and every person that we have come in contact in our life, who gave us something of a special quality that we could hold on to in a time of need, that person is sent by God as an angel of light and life to you. So hold on to your love. Take stock in your good friendships. These are the angels who exercise a power through their love to uplift you. We are never alone because of the loss of the physical. Yes, we may be saddened by the loss of the physical, but be invigorated by the re-energization of your heart and your character that person has been there. And they were there for you. Yes, we may not get to see their face. We may not be able to touch their flesh. But how can you say you love God whom you've never seen? Yes. Once we begin to walk with He who is the giver of life, He gives it and He takes it by His will and His will alone. So if He took a light that was given to a person, which is their life, and He called that life home, He called that life back to Himself. And therein lies what we thought is the mourning process, but is a celebration of the life of that person that we got to see. Because now they stand with the giver of life as a torch in the darkness for us to look upon when we close our eyes and say, thank God, that my sister taught me this, that my sister taught me that. Because everything she taught now becomes the foremost part of your thinking as a sign, as a symbol, and as a torchlight for you to continue to see by, that you become the torchlight in the present for those who remain. Do not be disheartened. Do not show fear, because your life has now been invigorated by the life given and the life called back home to its creator. Is there such a thing as a senseless death? Yes. But He who is the giver of life decides. Is there such a thing as a good time to die? Yes, there is. That too is the choice of He who gives life and takes it away. For none know the time nor the hour, but He who made the choice to give you life, it is also His choice to call that life home when it has traveled a road and a journey to be a good example for those who looked upon that life with love and care. So tonight's program on Not So Mad Science, I honor my friend who honors the loss and the taking of an angel back home to her father. She'll honor her sister. And once again, let us not forget that Jean Lorraine Thorne Sally, our sister, our friend, walked the long road of life to be called home. And we can only pray that God has found her life to be beneficial to those she leaves behind in the physical presence, that she now becomes a symbol in the spiritual presence for those who look upon her for the moment with sad eyes, that God will bless them with kindness, tenderness, beneficence, and mercy, that they see the joy that was her life in the physical, that invigorates their life in the present. This is Not So Mad Science with your host, Brother Harold Muhammad, here on the Black Hole Radio Network. So, the train has not left the station, but the training is approaching. We'll be right back. I'm going to share with you a brief piece of music that sanctifies the moment. Mr. Al Jarreau. Welcome back. This is Not So Mad Science with your host, Brother Harold Muhammad, here on the Black Hole Radio Network. Around this time, I would typically ask that if anyone in the active listening audience has something to share, that they had the right to call in for their 5 minutes to say what they wanted to say. So if anyone would like to call in to give words of thanks, praise about our sister who we no longer see, that number to call in is 563-999-3089. And push the number 1. And you can share some words about our sister. Because this program will be and is digitally recorded. So the greatness of her life is permanently etched in posterity. We cannot forget her, and we can always revisit. So while I wait to see whether the switchboard jumps, to my sister who I love so dearly, who has experienced the loss personally, D-Train has something to share with you.
This is a DJ Skate. Okay, Goon Smash.
We'll be right back.
This is Not So Mad Science with your host, Brother Harold Muhammad, here on the Black Hole Radio Network. I'm looking at a question that was sent into me via text message. So to answer the question, and the question is there a time when death serves a greater purpose than life? To answer your question, absolutely yes. Under what circumstances would death be a greater thing to have than life? And I'll use myself as an example. As a younger man, the call came, my grandmother was in the hospital. She had been struggling with cancer for some time. Get to the hospital, she called everybody in the room, and she simply said, "Grandma has been here a long time. Everything there is that I could have given you all, you got it. I got nothing left to give you. I am tired. Go home and live your beautiful lives. I will not be here tomorrow. Do not cry for me. Because all of you have given me back all the love that I have given you. So there's nothing to cry for. If you find anybody crying at my funeral, all that means is they didn't treat me right. And now they're sad and they're angry with God because they don't have a chance to tell me they're sorry. So put them out. Y'all come give grandma a hug and a kiss. Go home and be happy, because I'm happy that I got to see all of you grow up. Go home, man. I won't be here tomorrow." She put us out of her room. We went home and laughed and joked about all the things that she said to us over the years. Went back the next day, and the shell was there, but the person was gone and left into our hearts. And there she remains until it's our time to give everything that we got to the ones we leave behind. But we don't ever really leave them. We take them with us wherever we go. So I could talk about my grandmother and not ever get upset and laugh that she kicked us out of her room so she could die. To me, that is absolutely hilarious. So was it a good time for death for her? Yeah, she was tired. And she was in pain all the time. And she did not like taking all them crazy concoctions that they were giving her, because it took her out of touch with the living that she had to look at and couldn't interact with them because the drugs were getting in the way. So it was indeed a good time to die, so that we could get the greater joy of the value of her life. So to my loved friend, take heart in the greater value of Jean's life. She gave it all to you. It is now your time to give that energy to the world. We each have a debt to pay for what we've been given. The sum total of who she is lies in you. You once told me that you were the last one left. I beg to differ. They're the chess player who thinks like you. You're the grandson who is the creative you. And a daughter who is the spitting image of you. No, you're not the last of your time. You have a long road left to go and many more lessons to teach. And many more in your extended family to share your life force with. Because you're still teaching. Just as your sister kept teaching you. Now you're the professor. It's your turn to carry the torch. Greater than any Olympic torch ever passed. It is the torch of life, growing to its perfection. Your sister, and I'm going to say her name one more time, Jean Lorraine Thorne Sally, the angel to your life. We give praise and thanks for her life. And we hope and pray that God finds her life pleasing, that she will continue to stand at his right hand. And he will say to her, come, my daughter, you good and faithful servant. This is Not So Mad Science, and I'm your host, Brother Harold Muhammad, here on the Black Hole Radio Network. I got another question that got sent in. The writer asked, should death be morbid? And I'm going to answer it in typical Harold Muhammad fashion. Oh, shut up, you dummy. Death is not morbid. You cannot live unless you die. And you cannot live well unless you're willing to die. There's the old adage, a hero dies but one time, and a coward dies every day they wake up. Your family has no cowards. You have always been and will always continue to be fighters for the greater cause of humanity. You're grassroots people. You fought the good fight in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and fight continues through you now. In the millennium of the 2000s, teach the fight that was taught to you so that the fight will continue. You're the teacher. So go on, you fine and wonderful student. You have many miles to go. Keep on keeping on. There would be a fun, nice time to play something silly like My Ding-a-Ling by Chuck Berry. But I'm not going to do that. I want this to be a high moment. So we're going to go with a little De La Soul.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and let's get ill. That's right, y'all. We're more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to rhyme,
yo, don't scandalize mine. I spend too much time straight talk with the cats that ask my line. Walk, never fetch it for crime. Hawk, who goes there? Yo, it's a squeeze of five fingers, puffing smoke in the bed, shining black. black like Darth Vader caps, they on stairs. While we rocking it, I rockin' it. Like a little ball inside the spray can. Providing three coats for both child, woman, and man.
God bless the guard, lady, streets wall to wall it go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yo, you got popped like a flick by that rivalry click and win.
Want your ass on the asphalt. Got your chin touched by my fam who thought you brought harm. You see, I'm iced out like a glass of tea. Better yet, oatmeal cookies. Y'all just rookies to me. Sliding up and down the court, but I don't think you can see. Why try? Facey, yo, been getting high since Luke was Luke Skywalker. Man, my topic of talk is shedding shame all over your game. Like them shorties who claim that Afrocentric loving is the past drug. My life filled with, that's what thugs love. That you fast, wrap that ass in the rug of your choice while it muffles your voice.
Now when I'm swimming through the joint, I put the funk on hold. Cause if you don't, you'll see the bubbles come up. We run up a tab and gladly add a little extra for miss. Flashy faces with bigger lips for that ass to hit.
Most crews oppose current while we're forever. Direct beats that's contagious. Loved by all ages. Graduated from the UNIversity of hard hitters for real.
I got niggas in the streets that'll blast your ass for the shine again.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
yo, if you a fat chick, getting your fuck on the knife and go.
Ooh, ooh,
yo, put your hands opposite to the ground if you're loving that sound. Go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
yo, and to my broke niggas on the corner holding me down. Go.
Gonna get it, he done did me wrong. I have plans to buy more land, plant corn, bust kernels on heat, work hard like wetback, setbacks, gonna get my ass P-hot style, rock wallet the beat, top dollar the feet, big monies make the big decision, keep hip-hop alive is just the intermission, back to the second half of the feature, flick, flick, stack, the fuck
I
rap.
Had a game for making paper since paper mache, now my dollar coins join, pounds again to play, while you broke niggas reach drunk much quicker, you don't make enough bread, so before your liquor went from God to God
damn. Damn, God, you're killing it. Should incorporate it in that half a million. Rap cats talk with no villain in.
Sounding like they virtual. This sure to hurt you, yo.
Was the night before Christmas and my crib got robbed. They did a job. Took all the goodies up from under the tree. Except the CDs, the shiny suit rappers and frosting MCs. Fail at taking it to rhyme the game.
So them whack pones get no plan at home. You need to not get nappy with me, or else we gon' relax your mind. Let's concentrate.
Yo, yo, where my Wall Street niggas if you're up in the stands? Go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
to my women that'll throw their hands against their coke ass man. Go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
yo, if you never been shot or stabbed, Brick City, go.
Ooh, ooh,
yo,
ooh,
I gotta catch a cab back to the lab so I can smoke.
This is Not So Mad Science with your host, Brother Harold Muhammad, here on the Black Hole Radio Network. I can imagine Gene being like the whirlwind. So, how do you describe a whirlwind? Well, I think a whirlwind would most likely be described as such. Let's see what we can find to put us in a Gene state of mind. Oh, my goodness. I don't think she ever got tired, do you?
Ex-guard, he said, grind harder. Learn from every time you ever fail. If it never fails, just grind smarter. Iron sharpened, you the dag on their hindquarters. And they all acting. Rap game, I'm a pallbearer. Kill me, get a call after. First look, it was all laughter. Kevin Gates, no small matter. Made men believe when they didn't believe. Dive in the crowd, no safety holders. Got in the booth, no safety on it. Aiming, I shoot for the stars. Got the award, I ain't winning no awards. Only meaning one thing, don't get tired, I go hard.
I was trying to get it how I live. I want them dead presidents.
Nah, nah.
I wanna pull up.
Get
spent. Get it, get fly. I got
big jobs. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Such is the life of our sister Jean. She didn't get tired, but her time came. Nothing to be sad about, nothing to be heartbroken over. It was the decision of he who is the giver of life. But such a good life she led. So to you, my dear sister, this is my personal song for you. Now get those bad thoughts out your head now. So, my beloved friends, welcome back, welcome back. This is Not So Mad Science with your host, Brother Harold Muhammad, here on the Black Hole Radio Network. In the coming days, my friend will be going to what should be a happy occasion, a wedding. As life goes, new life always comes. As the torch and the mantle of the family matriarchy is passed from your sister to you, I hope the words of thank you, Beverly, come into your mind and happy feelings comes to your family. Well, it seems, as always, when things get a little too controversial for Blog Talk Radio, they seem to throw a monkey in the wrench. Well, I'm going to share something from Mr. Daniel Beatty, and I believe, in my happy feelings, that you will find the meaning why. Knock, knock.
As a boy, I shared a game with my father. Played it every morning till I was 3. He would knock, knock on my door, and I'd pretend to be asleep till he got right next to the bed. Then I would get up and jump into his arms. Good morning, Papa. And my papa, he would tell me that he loved me. We shared a game, knock, knock, until that day when the knock never came. And my mama takes me on a ride past cornfields on this never-ending highway till we reach a place of high, rusty gates. A confused little boy, I enter the building carried in my mama's arms, knock, knock. We reach a room of windows and brown faces. Behind one of the windows sits my father. I jump out of my mama's arms and run joyously towards my papa's, only to be confronted by this window. I knock, knock, trying to break through the glass, trying to get to my father. I knock, knock as my mama pulls me away before my papa even says a word. And for years he has never said a word. And so 25 years later I write these words for the little boy in me who still awaits his papa's knock. Papa, come home, because I miss you. Miss you waking me up in the morning and telling me you love me. Papa, come home, because there's things I don't know, and I thought maybe you could teach me how to shave, how to dribble a ball, how to talk to a lady, how to walk like a man. Papa, come home, because I decided a while back I want to be just like you, but I'm forgetting who you are. And 25 years later, a little boy cries, and so I write these words and try to heal and try to father myself, and I dream up a father who says the words my father did not, dear son. I'm sorry I never came home. For every lesson I failed to teach, hear these words. Shave in one direction with strong, deliberate strokes to avoid irritation. Dribble the page with the brilliance of your ballpoint pen. Walk like a god, and your goddess will come to you. No longer will I be there to knock on your door, so you must learn to knock for yourself. Knock, knock down doors of racism and poverty that I could not. Knock, knock on doors of opportunity for the lost brilliance of the black men who crowd these cells. Knock, knock with diligence for the sake of your children. Knock, knock for me, for as long as you are free, these prison gates cannot contain my spirit. The best of me still lives in you. Knock, knock with the knowledge that you are my son, but you are not my choices. Yes, we are our father's sons and daughters, but we are not their choices. For despite their absences, we are still here, still alive, still breathing, with the power to change this world, one little boy and girl at a time. Knock, knock, who's there? We are.
As you think of your sister, I want you to remember and remember it well, because you'll see it when you close your eyes, and you'll see it every time you think of her. Again, messing with me and my music, but we will continue to endeavor as we begin to close this edition of Not So Mad Science here on the Black Hole Radio Network. I want us to continue to remember. Never could resist her smile, because that was your sister. Well, it seems Blog Talk Radio wants to give me a hard time, and I'm not going to let them take away from this special moment and this special program that represents Sister Jean. Yes, they cannot stop that smile, no matter how much they try to interrupt tonight's program. Your sister's smile will come through. Just smile. But as we close out tonight's program, I want to remind us of those immortal words of the late, great Adam Clayton Powell Jr. when he says, "Keep the faith, baby. Keep the faith. The road yet still awaits you. Your time has not come. Simply because the light goes out on the physical does not mean the light of the spiritual has not been turned on. Remember the smile, for the light is bright." We have come to the end of the road. It's going to be a very short program tonight. And I see DC is in the house. Welcome to Not So Mad Science, DC. Welcome to Not So Mad Science Tonight, Paris. Welcome to Not So Mad Science Tonight, Germany. I see we have quite a few callers from Ireland. We have a few callers calling in from Nigeria. We have one or two from, looks like, South Africa. Welcome, one and all. And I pray I have given you all an image, an idea, a semblance of our sister who has transitioned to the spiritual realm, Lorraine Thorn Sally. May her family be ever lifted up. May we continue to knock at that door till we kick it in. Because we are still here, still walking, and still strong. This is Not So Mad Science with your host, Brother Harold Muhammad, here on the Black Hole Radio Network. Bidding you all a good day, a good evening. But never do we say good night, because we are with hope and prayer that we will be with you again in the rising sun. You all have a good night.